Well, the Perth Scorchers on Saturday stormed into the BBL final after what I must be said doing what they've done pretty much all season, dismantling the opposition. This time, the Sydney Sixers were on the receiving end of a 48-run thumping in the qualifier at Marvel Stadium. But there's nothing like a little fitness query, Kane, to keep the coach up at night leading into a grand final. Now, the Scorchers coach is, of course, Adam Voges. Adam, welcome.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, and a big congratulations to you. Maybe we should start with Mitch Marsh, because there's not many people around who don't love watching this man. He's been a wrecking ball this year. I think he's averaging nearly 70 with the bat, quick fire 28 on Saturday, but a little bit of hammy tightness in the aftermath, and he didn't take to the field as a precaution. Now, obviously the final's not until Sunday, but how's he tracking? How is he in the immediate aftermath of the weekend?
Yeah, he seems to be going okay. We'll get him scanned today, and we'll obviously get a lot more information around that. But it was very precautionary to leave him off the field the other night. He's been our best player. He's been outstanding for us, and we were just making sure that we were going pretty well, and that we were going to give him as much rest as we possibly could before the final on Friday.
The final you speak of, you'll host it. In exclamation marks, I guess. You've chosen Marvel. Why Marvel?
Yeah, Marvel, our home away from home at the moment, Cornsy. A couple of reasons. I think, firstly, we've got a good record there. We've played, historically, we've played well there over the years. And secondly, we knew we were going to have multiple games there this year. So the advantage of being able to play on Marvel, that was our fourth game there the other night. We understand the ground a lot better now. We understand the conditions, the dimensions, and like I said, we've played some good cricket there. So we had to pick somewhere, and Marvel it was.
I'm sure sleeping in your own bed would be nice, and home finals as well. I mean, was there a level of frustration, Adam, that came with that, or has it been really important, you know, not to let the negative thoughts fester? You know, you've got a long time to be angry about it, but just got to block it out for now.
Yeah, and I think that's been the real key to our campaign and the success that we've had. I think we've got an incredibly adaptable group of players and staff who have really just got on with the job. I think we've known for a long time that we weren't going to be able to get home, and that's galvanised our group in a way. It's a very tight-knit bunch, and we've had to support each other. It hasn't always been smooth sailing, but I think the way that you've seen the boys play on the field, I think, is directly... just by the way that they're going about it off the field as well. And we copped another blow the other day with the border date being pushed back. But again, the guys took it in their strides and came out and produced a pretty flawless display against the Sixers.
So what does going home look like? I mean, you've got business to take care of, obviously, but how difficult is it going to be to get back in?
Yeah, we're hopeful we can still get home on the 5th of February, Cornsy, and that'll mean 2 weeks quarantine. There's starting to be some more cases in Perth and in WA of Omicron. So what actually happens over the next few weeks, I'm not too sure. But, yeah, we're still hopeful to get home, do some quarantine, hopefully be able to get some training in and finish the rest of the domestic season. But, it's the great unknown. We'll just continue to focus on this week, really enjoy the week. The boys have heard that. And can hopefully we'll have a look at Wednesday's game, see who we're playing against, and get ready to play on Friday.
Yeah, do you watch that as a group?
We're not allowed to do much as a group at the moment, mate. We can hardly even train as a group together. We travel in separate cars. We try and keep everyone as separate as possible. We've still got two or three of our guys in isolation with COVID at the moment. So just making sure that doesn't go through our group is really important over the next few days.
Speaking to Perth Scorchers coach Adam Voges for Otis Eyewear, summer looks better through glass. Adam, the Sixers and their request denied to select Steve Smith after an appeal to the BBL Technical Committee. How was that viewed in your camp?
Yeah, it's a really difficult one. I guess from my point of view, you love seeing the best players play. And it's up to the administrators to make this call, but on the other side of it, I certainly understand that there's a contracting process, and probably a more broader question is, how do we get our Australian players into a BBL system without taking big chunks out of team salary caps, which is what happens in a lot of the cases. The Sixers had Nathan Lyon on their list, so we're able to play him. We've got Jai Richardson on our list, but we carry those guys throughout the whole tournament. They're not available for the majority of it, but we still have to carry them in the event that we do make finals, so that we can have them available. And that's really clear to everyone at the start of the season. So while I understand the sentiment around getting Steve Smith into play, we all knew that going into the season that if you did want your Aussie players, then you'd have to hold them on your list for the tournament. So I don't think that's a perfect system. I think hopefully, if nothing else, Cricket Australia can revisit that and we can find a way to get all the Australian players in and available should they want to be able to play.
Mm. And you mentioned Jai Richardson there. Jason Berendorf good again over the weekend. Josh Inglis back with a bang. But what about Curtis Pattinson? So 64 for that big partnership, 120 run first week at Stand. I saw Damien Fleming on Channel 7 say he's the most improved player in the tournament, Adam. Can you speak a bit to the form of Curtis Pattinson this year?
Yeah, we've been so impressed with the way Curtis has gone about it this year. He got a chance early and potentially wasn't going to get that opportunity early in the tournament, but he started with a bang at Optus Stadium, our first and only home game. He got a half century in that game. It was the match-winning innings, and he's really just attacked the tournament in the same fashion. He's been with us for three seasons now and hasn't had a heap of opportunity. There's been a bit of injury in there along the way, but yeah, the way that he's come out, he's probably not known as an aggressor, but the way that he's come out and dominated attacks, particularly in the power play up front, has been a real key to us. And yeah, that partnership that he put on with Josh Inglis the other night, I thought they just fed off each other beautifully. You could see that Curtis was pretty happy to take Steve O'Keefe on, the ball spinning back into him. But the way that he's taken on the quicks as well, I think, has been outstanding. So I did see and hear those comments from Flem, and I have to agree. I think he's been one of the most improved players and one of the signs of the tournament.
So we won't dwell on this too much because I know you'll want to keep everything on the straight and narrow, but just the off-field stuff and the preparation, the training and the separate cars, what does training actually look like for you? Where are you able to go? Is it the same place every time, Adam? Have you at least got consistency in the facilities that you're able to use on the road?
We try to, and to be fair, the Cricket Victoria have been brilliant in accommodating us with our requests. But between the MCG, between Marvel Stadium, and between Junction Oval, we've been able to get some really good training facilities in, and like I said, they've looked after us really well. So yeah, it's just a matter of with the separate cars, with training in smaller groups. We will have a full training squad session later in the week, but we keep it in smaller groups in the lead up, just so that we reduce that exposure for the guys. And but come sort of Thursday night, we'll be at Marvel, we'll be getting prepared, and we'll be doing that as a group.
And just last one before we let you go, Adam, is there a nervousness for you as the coach for Mitch Marsh's scans today, or will that leg basically have to be amputated for him not to be there? I mean, he's hitting him into row triple Z anyway, so he surely doesn't need to be that quick between the wickets.
I have mentioned that to him, but he doesn't know anyway. But, there's slight nervousness, but if anyone who knows Mitch knows that you're spot on, they're going to have to cut it off for him to not play. And even then, he'll probably still get up. So he'll play. I'm really confident of that. I think the scan will just show whether he's able to bowl or not for us. And again, going into a final, if you ask him, he'll be able to do everything absolutely fine. So we'll just see how the week pans out.
Have you heard from Justin Langer? He's such a great history with the Scorchers. Has he been in contact with you and wished you well?
Yeah, I speak with JL pretty regularly. He's certainly been a mentor of mine since I've begun my coaching career. And I'll catch up with him. He can't get home either. He's over here in Melbourne, and we'll actually be staying in the same accommodation post the Big Bash final until we can all get home back to Perth. So yeah, been in constant contact with him and looking forward to catching up with him at the end of this week.
Adam, the Scorchers have won the title three times, the Big Bash title. You're always at the pointy end, it seems, and you've been through a heck of a lot this campaign. It's just amazing that you've what you've had to deal with and all the adversity away from just the games. It's awesome that you're in the final. Wish you the best luck on Sunday, and thanks a lot for joining us.
No worries. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Adam Voges there for Otis Eyewear. Sunnies that look good, feel great, and stand up to the Aussie summer.